A doctorate degree gives you the opportunity to specialize in a field of study that interests you while expanding your knowledge. Today, Professor Waldo Krichel from the Faculty of Economics at the Northwest University is here to tell us more about economic growth in cities and towns. Good evening, Professor Waldo. Now, we know that this year the South African economy has been hit hard by global inflation, rising interest rates, and load shedding. What has this meant for economic growth prospects?
It's really had a big impact on growth prospects. And I should start by saying that growth matters because a stagnating economy cannot create jobs or afford to give salary increases or have government spend more. So growth really affects every one of us. Now, we know that the economy grew by 1.9% in the first quarter and then contracted again in the second quarter. And it looks like the third quarter is also going to be a contraction. A part of it is due to slower growth of exports because the world economy is growing slower, but it's also due to load shedding. And everyone who's making forecasts, like the Reserve Bank and the Minister of Finance in the recent mini-budget, have reduced their estimates for the growth rate for the full year. So in that sense, we are following the world trend and it's not looking good on the growth front.
We are in the fourth quarter of the year. Where do you see the economy going in these last 2 months of the year, Professor?
Unfortunately, it looks like a downswing, and it's specifically the load shedding that's weighing on manufacturing and mining. Now, added to that, though the inflation rate seems to have peaked, it's still stubbornly high, and that means we're looking at another repo rate increase at the Reserve Bank's final meeting at the end of this month, and the rand-dollar exchange rate is likely to remain volatile. So this is a challenging environment for business, and if you look at these purchasing managers' indices and business confidence indices, they've all been down over the past few months. Consumers as well, unfortunately, don't have a lot to look forward to heading into the holiday season, and economists are keeping a close eye on the upcoming Black Friday sales and holiday bookings to get an idea of what consumer sentiment looks like. There are reports that people are turning to unsecured debt, but that's really not sustainable, and though these are tough times, it's worth trying to see them through, and hopefully things will look slightly better next year.
The Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee still has one meeting left for the year. It's coming this month. What are they considering for the repo rate decision?
They're worried that inflation is sticky above 7% for two reasons. I think the one reason is they worry about our inflation expectations. The prices have been high over the whole year, and this is translated into wage demands that are higher than the 3-6% target that they have for inflation. And they worry this is going to kick off a cycle of high prices, high wage demands, which then translates into high prices again and just drives inflation. They are also keeping an eye on the U.S. economy and the interest rate decisions by the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank. If they keep on raising interest rates, we will have to follow to try and support our bond market and the exchange rate. So both these forces probably leading us to another 75 basis points increase at the end of this month.
That is incredibly worrying. At
yes.
The end of last month, the Minister of Finance presented the mini budget. The aggregate numbers look positive, but what does it mean for regular households and, of course, most importantly, businesses?
Over the beginning, a lot has been said about the budget, government debt, the economic reform processes that are going on. But I think regular households and businesses can breathe easy for the next few months until the main budget next year. The minister is proposing some cuts in real spending, but it's not clear that this will influence basic service delivery in the short run. There's also no indication of any looming tax increases. He didn't put any proposals for that on the table. So I think there are challenges to the process of fiscal consolidation, but it's going to have an impact beyond the current budget cycle. So it's a positive picture from government side for households and businesses.
We frequently hear about the engineering solutions to load shedding, but what do economists see as the challenges and opportunities?
The challenges for Eskom as it currently exists and for the unbundled version of the utility down the line is a sound financial footing. That means dealing with a debt burden, and we've heard about that. The process has started in the mini budget, but there are many other important decisions, for example, about the tariff structure, getting to a financial close for the independent power producers, the debt that municipalities owe to Eskom, the role of foreign funding in the Just Energy energy transition. There's a lot of finance and economics aspects that has little to do with exactly how you generate that electricity. And solving the electricity crisis is going to cost a lot of money that the government doesn't have. But to involve the multilaterals like the World Bank or the private sector will require a lot more certainty about how these financial aspects are going to play out.
And that was Professor Waldo Krugel from the Faculty of Economics at the Northwest University. He shared more about the importance of small business in the South African economy.